One of the most beloved traditions of the Boston Marathon happens halfway along the course at Wellesley College. It's 13.1 miles west of the finish line and definitely close to the action. The school has supported the race since it began in 1897, and as WBUR's Zoe Sobel reports, Wellesley students are known for encouraging runners in spirited ways.
Wellesley College is famous for what's known as the Scream Tunnel. Runners say they can hear it at least a mile away. Students line Route 135 along the marathon course. They hang off barricades screaming encouragement. Many wave signs that offer kisses to the runners. In recent years, Wellesley has offered more than the screams and kisses. Senior Molly Tyler explains.
People have been making signs since women started running the marathon. But the Munger sign making itself really started, I think, in the mid-2000s.
Ahead of the marathon, people can request a Munger sign to support runners. It's named after a Wellesley dorm that's on the race route. As Munger House president, Tyler is responsible for coordinating the sign making. They made about 300, but this year the volume of requests has skyrocketed, Tyler says.
We thought we were only going to get 500 for this year, and so we made the last day you could request signs as Sunday the 13th, and by then we had about 800 signs. Hopefully we can do all the 804 that we got.
The signs, made of butcher paper, will be posted on the barricades along both sides of the course. They're big, the size of a window, and often colorful. Tyler and other Wellesley students have been gathering in the dorm's basement every night since April 9th to make a dent in the requests. Tyler says many come with personal notes, such as the one from a runner who didn't finish last year and wants their sign for Monday to be the brightest ever.
This year is different. The kinds of outpouring love and support for both what we're doing, making these signs, and for their friends and family who are running is just incredible. A lot of people, even if they can't be there for friends and family, really want a way to show that they support them.
I think that everyone is looking towards this marathon with a lot of care and also a lot of expectations and hopes that it will be the happy event that we've always had.
Senior Ashley Porras says the tragic events of last April have changed the feel this year.
Everyone has implicitly and consciously decided throughout the Boston community and the Massachusetts community, and specifically the Wellesley community, to do everything that we can to make this marathon a memorable and happier one than the one previous.
This will be the first Boston Marathon experience for Annie Shen, who just started at Wellesley in September. She'll be holding signs in the Scream Tunnel.
It's really heartwarming, I guess, to see everyone so hyped up about it, especially because of what happened last year. And I guess what I'm looking forward to is just standing out in the Scream Tunnel with everybody and screaming. I'm not sure how I feel about getting kissed by very, very sweaty strangers, but I heard it's an experience, so I might try it.
Early in the race, when the marathoners are tightly packed and hundreds of students crowd the barricades, most of the runners won't be able to see their customized messages. That's okay, because they can check them out anytime, any year, on a special Facebook page just for the Munger Scream Tunnel signs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zoe Sobel.
To see those Munger signs, run over to our website, WBUR.org. And for complete marathon coverage, stay with 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org.